heard anything about Shivetya being nailed into place, but even the gods are cruel and unforgiving, bone warrior. No shit. And can that crap. I didn't like it from Goda and Doge, and I sure don't like it from you. I looked at Croker. You follow that? You ever heard any of that before? Some. A friendly old scholar in Taglios did tell me that while the exact meaning of Katavar has been lost, similarities with modern dialect suggested something like place from which Kadi went forth, or simply Kadi's gate. And you wanted to go there anyway? Were we walking into the realities behind the dark heart of southern myth? I didn't want that. I wanted to be on my way to paradise. We were supposed to be on the road to paradise. Croker didn't answer me. Tell me more, I said to the air. A bunch of torches were burning now. Most of the gang were ranged behind me and the old man. More light didn't stop me having to see what I didn't want to see. The thing pinned to the throne had open eyes. It didn't move, though. Shit, Longina said. It's just some kind of goddamn idol. Don't let's get all spooked out. I began to inch forward, lowering the standard so I could use it like a pike. I have no clue why I thought that might do me some good against some divine toss-off. Croker came with me. We halved the distance to the throne. The engineer brothers stuck close with torches. Everybody else seemed less inclined to look at anything up close. I saw no evidence that the thing on the throne was anything but a carving. At closer view, it did begin to look a little crudely made. We halved the distance again. I could now inhale the thin vapors from the crack in the floor. They were very cold and smelled faintly of old death. For an instant, I had a sense of coming home. It is immortality of a sort. I jumped, looked around. Only Lady seemed to have sensed something, too. When I looked back at the toppled throne, I saw the hall as it may have appeared 1,000 years ago, or more, when a band of cruel priests were making the original shadows from prisoners of war. It was there for just an instant, but that moment was long enough to tell me that this had been a very ugly place once upon a time, long before the advent of the 12 free companies. Stop right there, Croker whispered. I stopped. His tone was urgent. What? Look down. I looked. Before us lay the desiccated remains of a crow. Just the way it lay struck terror right down to the bones of my toes. A shadow got it. We're not safe here. We still have the standard. He didn't sound completely confident, though. I used my toe to flip the dead bird into the crack in the floor, which was just a few feet away. The effort was pointless. Some of the men had seen the dead bird. They understood its significance. I understood that it meant a lot more than just that shadows roamed this part of the fortress. It meant that Soulcatcher knew the place well. It meant... Mad laughter came from back where we'd entered. Soulcatcher's laughter. Lady spun. Sorceries forming around her already. Chapter 108. The earth shook. This was a bad one. The worst since we'd come up onto the plain. Possibly the worst since the terrible one that destroyed whole cities and killed thousands before we ever left